We did it. Huh? The Church of St. Cecilia. We got ourselves a quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater is a Minnesota Viking. We also drafted Anthony Barr. We had, going into the first round of the NFL draft, we had the 8th pick, and that was it. That is worth some money. But instead, we traded down. We got the 9th pick. Cleveland got the 8th pick. And then we traded up into the first round and nabbed Teddy Bridgewater. I'm very excited. Listen to these stats. He has a 71% completion percentage, 3,970 yards, 31 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions last year. That is phenomenal. Sorrows everywhere you turn. But not here. There's no sorrows here. We got him. That is worth something when you think about it. Money, money, money. All right. So very exciting first round of the NFL draft. And I feel like Anthony Barr's the story that's not being talked about much. But I do believe in him. I think that he will be a very good linebacker. He'll be a 10-year starter for us. Out of UCLA, Anthony Barr. One thing I'm worried about Bridgewater is he complains about the cold a lot. In Louisville, he complained about the cold. And he had to wear a glove while playing QB. It obviously didn't affect him very much, but I'm afraid that in Minnesota, it will affect him when we get into the later games, the December games, and it's 20 degrees out. Leaving the shadows, that's a different verse. Alright, so we'll see what else we got here. Yeah, no Johnny Manziel, I'm fine with that. He fell way down to Cleveland. So we've got a normal show for you guys. We have this sports segment. We'll probably talk a little more sports next segment. We'll find some weird stories for you. There's some good ones this week. And then, of course, we'll do the predictors with my sister. And I did very well last week, and I predict that that will continue. We're also going to implement the predictors open this week, and Claire and I will trade off doing the opens. I promised to put effort in. She has promised to put effort in, too. So that should be fun. That'll be just a little, like, 30-second bit. It is not going to be worth any money, though. It's going to be terrible. So, good day for the Vikings in the first round of the NFL draft. To prove that I love you, because I believe in you. Summer skies, the stars are falling all along the injured coast. Oh, love this jam by Paul Simon. This is one of his prettier songs, I think. If I have weaknesses, don't let him find me now. Summer skies. Oh. All right, so we've got NBA playoff news here. Miami's up 2-0 on Brooklyn. LA Clippers and Oklahoma City are tied at 1. Miami's up 2-0 on Brooklyn. They'll win that series in 4. Washington and Indiana are tied at 1. I think probably San Antonio, Oklahoma, Miami, and Indiana will move on. And right now it just looks like Miami's the best team here. They probably will win it all again. I would give them I would make them the favorite right now because there's really nobody else out there. The Spurs are struggling. Oklahoma might be able to give them a run for their money if they can figure out what they're doing, but they've been struggling. Miami's going to easily beat Brooklyn. Washington, Indiana, Washington's okay. Indiana, they've fallen off lately here, so I don't expect a whole lot for them. Do. Oh, that was a great song. The Twins lost 9-4 to Cleveland. They're now in last place in the division. They're 15-18. Worse than last year. A year ago, we had a winning record at this point, 17-16. But I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of hope. Kevin Correa, not a good outing for him yesterday. 4 1/3, 8 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 4 walks. He did strike out 5. Our starting pitching is just awful. Our best starting pitcher is Kyle Gibson, and his ERA is 3.5. That's fine. But Mike Pelfrey's 7.9, Kevin Correa 6.3, Ricky Nolasco 5.6, Anthony Swarzak, he's not a starter, but Phil Hughes 4.7. It's just brutal for our guys. They need to pitch better. That's key. So, the Tigers are pulling away in the division. They already have a 5-game lead, the most in any division in baseball right now. Biggest lead. So, we'll see how Bridgewater and Barr do for the Vikings. I'm excited. But the thing about drafting Bridgewater where we didn't reach for him, which is good. We really only gave up a fourth-round pick for him because we traded our second-rounder and fourth-rounder. So, I'm fine with that. I don't know. Anthony Barr, Justin Gilbert, I don't really care. I don't know a whole lot about either of them. We were on the clock at 8, and we decided to trade it to Cleveland, who then drafted Gilbert. We moved down one spot and drafted Anthony Barr. Teddy Bridgewater should be pretty good. The nice thing, though, like I was saying about Bridgewater, is we don't have to start him this year. We can let him grow. Castle can be an adequate starter this year. Hopefully we finish around 500. But if we aren't going to make the playoffs, I just want us to flunk because that way we can get another high pick next year. So no, I'm happy with this. There's some people that aren't very high on Bridgewater, but I think that he'll be a good NFL player. I really do. He's got a lot of potential. He's NFL ready. I don't think that we'll start him, at least. If Castle does terrible, he'll probably come in game 6-ish. Looking around the rest of the draft, biggest surprise I would say was Jacksonville taking Blake Bortles at 3. Going into the draft there, he was everybody pretty much knew that he was going to be taken first, but most people didn't have a quarterback going in the top 10, you know. So I don't know. I don't know about that one, but we'll see. I do like Blake Bortles. Johnny Manziel fell all the way to 22 to Cleveland. And then we picked up Teddy Bridgewater at the end of the first round. Green Bay, our rivals to the east, they drafted, get this, Clinton Dix. With their pick at 21, he's a safety out of Alabama, and that's a great name. His first name's Ha-Ha. I'm not just saying that because it's a terrible name. His first name is actually Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. So that'll be interesting to see how he does. Wild game tonight. I'm doing this on Friday. I guess you probably could have guessed that. But we're doing this podcast Friday afternoon after school, and then I'll got baseball and a bunch of other stuff to do tonight. It is going to be the final countdown for the Wild if they lose this, though. They have to win tonight. They have to score more goals. Then Molson's going to be out. He's been struggling all playoffs, and Mike Yo finally came out and said, you know what? He's been injured, so he's out for this one. Tonight versus the Hawks, 8:30 p.m. tonight. By the time you listen to this, we'll already be done. The game will have finished. But no, I think that we can hopefully win this one, and then maybe pick up a game in Chicago, and then come back in game 6 and win it here. How great would that be? We'll be right back. A little more sports and some weird stories on the MN Sports Podcast. I'm a All right, welcome back in to the MN Sports Podcast. We are not accustomed to a smooth ride here in Minnesota, but however, our Minnesota Wild are doing pretty well in the playoffs. We'll hope that they continue that trend and beat the Blackhawks. Why deny the obvious child? So welcome back in. We appreciate you listening here. We got the predictors coming up in the next segment. This segment, though, all about weird stories of the week. And the crosses in the ballpark, of course. Had a lot of fun, had a lot of money. We had a little son, we thought we'd call him Sonny. Oh, this is a great song by Paul Simon. I think that we'll branch out next week and do a little more wide variety of music. So if you're not a Paul Simon fan, don't worry. There will be some other stuff next week. Boom, boom. But how can you not be a Paul Simon fan? Other than my sister, I don't know anybody who isn't. We got weird stories coming up here. And we'll start right now. I'm on the News of the Weird site and Star Tribune. Great little segment that they're a little column, I guess, that they do. They do not deny the obvious child. See, in this case, Christopher Miller, he was the obvious child. He was arrested in March a few blocks from a Stride Right shoe store in Ocean County, New Jersey, minutes after it had just been robbed by a man resembling Miller. Police said Miller had just been released from New Jersey's Southwood State Prison after serving 15 years for robbing the same Stride Right store, and apparently had taken a bus from the prison directly to the store in order to rob it again. You know, you spend 15 years in jail, you're like, okay, we're turning over a new leaf, right out of prison, right back to the same store. At least switch stores if you're going to do that. Alright. So, the, let's see here, what else? Richard Wright, that's a terrible name, of Canada's Prince Edward Island, was busy in March, handing out $50 and $100 bills to strangers during a visit to Halifax, Nova Scotia, urging the recipients to thank God for the gift and to pass it along to others if they could not use it themselves. Wright soon found himself detained for a wellness check, which led to his transfer to a mental health facility. Wright's daughter, Chelsea, told reporters that her dad worked hard for his money, had no mental health issues, and simply wanted to help people, and a friend described him as a generous individual wrapped up in the acts of kindness. However, at press time, Wright was still hospitalized. You know, I don't know. Nice guy. He's just doing a nice thing for the people in Canada, eh? They could use it up there, because all their hockey teams suck this year. Missed the first year. There hasn't been more than one Canadian NHL team in the playoffs. Only the Canadians are in the playoffs. Everybody else did not make it. So that's like Vancouver and Ottawa and Calgary, Edmonton. Edmonton's terrible. But, you know, all those teams did not make the playoffs, just Montreal, but they're doing well. So we'll continue this format with the podcast in general and with the music, with the full song intro, and then about a minute outro, minute of the song outro, and maybe we'll mix in some of the outros again for intros in later weeks. But for songs that we've already played, we'll come up with some new songs every week for you guys to listen to, except for, of course, Out of My Head will always be the last song that we play here. We got another weird story here about clowns. England's Manchester Evening News reported in March that local police had handled 19 cases of clown-related crimes in the area in 2013, ranging from a clown in the town of Bury peering into the windows of at least two homes to grab a boy's report in Rochdale clown holding balloons and tried to grab him on the street. The Secretary of Clowns International lamented that stupid people who damage the reputation of the clowning profession. He lamented these stupid people who damaged the reputation of the clowning profession. That's stupid. I don't know if clowning is a profession. But another one here. Carlos Ruiz, he's 42. He was arrested in Haddon Township, New Jersey, in February after he violated a cardinal rule by returning to the scene of the crime. he had stolen valuables, including a sound system from home, or including a sound system from a home, and had gotten away, but was captured a half hour later when he returned for the sound system's remote control. That is bad. In eighth grade, we had to give a speech. Just an informative speech on whatever we wanted. And I did mine on stupid criminals. And I remember there was one where this guy, he goes into a convenience store and he puts a gun to the cashier's face and says, "Give me all the money that you got in there." And so the cashier starts handing over the money. I mean, what else can you do? He's got a gun to his face. And then on his way out, the guy says, "Hold on." And he says, "Hey, can I also have that bottle of scotch? I'll shoot you if you don't give it to me." So the cashier says, "Okay, well, I need to see your ID so that I can make sure that you're 21 so that you can have it." So he hands over his ID and, "Okay, you're 21," gives him the scotch. And he was arrested 5 minutes later after he called the police and gave him his name and address and age and what he looks like and everything. So there's all kinds of stupid criminals. My favorite is when the guy robs a bank and he gets out, hops in, he tries to get into his escape car, but he misses and he's under the car somehow, and the car starts driving away and runs him over. And then the car's like, "Shoot. We forgot him," so he drives right back over him to go get him again. He drove over him twice when he didn't need to drive over him at all. I mean, who needs to drive over anybody? Yeah, that's about all we got for the weird stories for the week, but give you a quick little update here on my track season. We had our true team meet. I said that I would do this last week. We had our true team meet, which is the top two in each event get to go and run, and everybody scores points as opposed to just the top eight for the team. Everyone counts. So I ran the 2 mile, and I ran it in like 11 minutes and 30 seconds. So not a great performance, but we'll get there. I'm okay with it. Hoping to break 11 here within the next 2 meets. We got conference on Tuesday and then sections the following week, and then we're done. And I mean, school's almost out. It's already May. We're already 2 weeks into May basically here, which is sweet. Nice to be almost done with school. I'm ready to be done with that. But, you know, just hanging out. We gotta make it through these last couple weeks, and then the summer hits. We got baseball tournament this upcoming weekend, and Albert Lee. So I guess the podcast will not be on next week unless I can get it done earlier during the week. We might have to take a week off because I'm going to be in Albert Lee for a baseball tournament all weekend. We got 3 games on Saturday and then hopefully some games on Sunday. So that'll be exciting. This is my first time playing 9-man ball. But I think I'll do fine. So I'm excited about that. And yeah, that's really all that's going on. Alright. So just to recap, Wild and Blackhawks play tonight. Hopefully the Wild can win that one and even up the series. And I do have a question. Do you know if you can roller skate in a buffalo herd? Can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Oh, you can't. Okay. Okay. I figured. You can be happy if you've a mind to. It's a great song. Very funny song. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Be happy if you've a mind to. All you got to do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Yeah, you can't go swimming in a baseball pool. I don't care how hard you try, you cannot swim in a baseball pool. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. We've got ourselves the predictors coming right up after the break. Can't change film with a kid on your back. Can't change film with a kid on your back. Can't change film.
Hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
All right. Welcome back in to the MN Sports Podcast. MN, of course, standing for Minnesota. I stopped to know that along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. It's another great tune, as if to say, hurry boy, she's waiting there for you. Gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. Oh, big Wild game tonight. Suter's gonna play after being hurt. Last game he was out for a little bit. Molson is out. Cook, back in after his 7-game suspension for a knee-to-knee contact. Let's see here. Rizgalov got his first playoff shutout since 2006. Zoe Rizgalov, that is. He was humongous big. Somebody put together a great little 10-minute compilation of Zoe Rizgalov sound bites. Dynamite. He's such a funny guy to listen to. The Serengeti. Ding, 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 ding. All right. NFL draft was last night. The Bruins. They beat the Canadiens 1-0. Matt Frazier, a rookie call-up, scored in overtime to win it for them. And even the series up at 2. Across the other series, Los Angeles Kings are up on the Anaheim Ducks 2-1. And Pittsburgh's up on the New York Rangers 3-1. And, of course, Chicago is up on the Minnesota Wild 2-1. But after tonight, hopefully it'll be 2-2. Tonight, they play. Ding, 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 ding. NFL draft last night. Clowney, Robinson, Bortles, Watkins, Mack, Matthews, Evans, Gilbert, Barr, and Ebron with the top 10. That was a very surprising pick up from Detroit. At number 10, actually, Eric Ebron. I don't know, he's a tight end. The Lions have good tight end depth, but they decided to pick him anyway. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I do bust the reins down in Africa. So we're going to do the predictors very soon here in about 1 minute. I bless the reins. I'm very excited about our draft in night one, and we really didn't give up much. We gave up a fourth rounder, but we already have an extra fifth rounder. So I'm good with that. I'm gonna take some time. Wow, that was terrible. Things we never had. Teddy Bridgewater. A Minnesota Viking after... You know, when the college football season ended, he was the number one pick, and now he became the last pick in the first round, and he did not play a single football game. That's how stupid all this draft stuff is. He didn't play a game, and he went from number one to number 32. So, I don't know. That's why it's all just guesswork. We'll see what actually happens with him. But we're going to do the predictors here, me and Claire. Our weekly bit. I am currently winning. I made a predictors open this week, and I think it's very good. You'll hear Claire's reaction too. Here is the predictors open.
Here we go.
Someone told me long ago that it's time for the predictors. I know, you've been waiting for some time.
Are
you kidding me? This is phenomenal.
When it's over, so they say, I will beat my sister Claire. I know.
You know this song? I will win this show.
That's right, I'll win this show. Here we go.
I wanna know, have you ever seen the predictors? I wanna know, have you ever seen the predictors? Coming down on a sunny day. All right, reaction.
I don't really like that song in the first place.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we've got the predictors to do. Your first prediction, Claire. Mm-hmm. You are losing after 1 week. And we are in week two now, and I am winning.
Oh, no.
So you need to make up some points right here.
Okay.
Tonight, the Minnesota Twins play the Detroit Tigers at 6:08 p.m. Who's going to win that baseball game?
The Tigers.
All right, she's picked the Detroit Tigers. Tonight, the Minnesota Wild play the Chicago Black Hawks. Who is going to win that game?
I want the Wild.
All right, so you so far have Tigers and Wild. Let's see here. On Saturday, San Antonio plays Portland in the Western Conference semifinals, Game 3. Who is going to win?
Portland.
Do you know what sport that is?
No.
That is basketball. Okay. All right, so that was Portland. And one more here we can do. Here we go. On Saturday, Houston will play Baltimore. Who's going to win that baseball game?
Baltimore.
All right, so you have picked Detroit, the Wild, Portland, and Baltimore. Thank you for your time, Claire.
You're welcome.
All right, so you heard her predictions, and now it's my turn. For the Minnesota Twins and Detroit Tigers, I'm going to pick the Twins. I think that they're going to come out, score some runs, put some runs on the board, and beat the Detroit Tigers. Climb one game closer to a playoff spot. Minnesota Twins playoff bound this year. For the next time, Wild and Chicago, I'm going to pick the Wild. I think that they do well in the playoffs at home. They have so far, and that trend will continue. I will also pick Portland in the basketball game. I don't know a whole lot about that one. So I'll just do what she did so I don't lose anything. And the baseball game between Houston and Baltimore, I will pick Baltimore because Houston is terrible. So, I feel pretty good. I think I got everything right last week and she got one right. I'll have to check in on that and I'll give you the update next week. I'm pretty sure that that's what happened. So I'm off to a great start. I would have 4 points. She would have one. Let's be honest. She doesn't have a chance of winning this thing. So, I appreciate that you wasted another half hour of your life listening to this. If you have made it here, I congratulate you for not dying beforehand. But here comes a shredder, as always, to close out the show. All right. All right. Well, thanks for listening. It's not, don't worry, it's just the Wheel of Possibilities. See, I'll say that every week. Don't drink and drive. Make sure that if you are drunk behind the wheel, it's only the Wheel of Possibilities. And no, there's always more than one way to say exactly what you need to say. I'd like to thank my sister Claire once again for joining us. And for losing at the predictions, she will have an open for us next week, and hopefully it is better than mine. Thanks for listening. You've wasted another hour. Bye!